You're listening to Counselor Corner, the mental illness podcast for Javelin Nation, here to help you grow, heal, and thrive.
Hello, Javelinas, and welcome back to Counselor Corner podcast, your weekly guide to mental health and wellness here at Texas A&M University Kingsville. I'm Cynthia Garza, your host for this month, and I'm excited to be with you as we dive into all things well-being in February. As we settle into this new semester and embrace the changes that come with the spring right around the corner, this month's episode is all about thriving during transitions, whether you are managing academic stress, building stronger connections, or just looking for ways to feel your best. But before we jump into today's conversation, I want to take a moment to reintroduce you, our awesome, awesome counseling staff.
I'm Kristen.
And I'm Corey.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Terry, and our lovely interns who are not with us at this moment, which are
Catalina Galvez, Kendall Talbert, Annalisa Perales, and Dominique Peña.
So, today, in the spirit of Valentine's Day, we are diving into what makes relationships healthy. I know, a little bit of a controversial topic, but we are going to try to focus on how can we recognize positive qualities, how can we foster positive and healthy relationships, and how to support others in this journey. So whether it's friendships, romantic relationships, or connections with family, the foundation usually is respect, communication, and trust.
That's right.
So, like Cynthia said, relationships are relationships you have just with just about anybody, including yourself. One key tip is that communication is very important. I'm no relationship expert, but communicating openly and honestly can really go a long way. So, share your thoughts and feelings and listen actively to others without judgment. Sometimes everybody communicates differently, so getting to know who you're trying to communicate with, sometimes people need breaks, sometimes people need to think things over before they communicate. Whether your communication style is differently, that's okay, but just knowing who you are and knowing what works best for you is truly important.
And just to piggyback off of what Kristen just said, make sure you set boundaries with all people. That includes your family, your friends, and romantic relationships. Know your limits and express them kindly. You cannot have people read your mind. We are not mind readers. Mm-hmm. So you have to, you know, convey whatever boundaries you've set to other people so that they can know how to, you know, interact with you. Healthy boundaries in general just help everyone feel safe and, you know, respected.
Yeah, and if you're finding that you're alone in the dorms right now listening to this podcast, just know that it's in the research that the quality of the relationships in your life can have an effect on the quality of your mental health as well, too. And if you find yourself in a relationship right now with someone on campus, just know that if you're both students and you're going through some, you know, some relationship difficulties, I've been kind of known as the couples counselor here amongst the group, and I'd be happy to, you know, sit down with both of you and kind of have a discussion over what would help you move forward and you know, create a more healthy relationship. So, you know, any kind of relationship, of course, we want to practice consent, and that goes from friendships to romance. And we want to make sure that every Javelina is comfortable with all their choices and all activities they have with others here on campus.
Another really important thing when you're in a relationship, whether that be with friendships, family members, or especially romantic partners, is you want to support each other's growth. We as human beings are not stagnant. We continue to grow and change every day. Something little happens and we change, we become a different person. And we really want to be surrounded by supportive people. And so that goes back to practicing those boundaries and setting those boundaries. If you find yourself surrounded by unsupportive people or people who are not helping your growth, your positive growth, then it's okay to implement some boundaries with these people. Sometimes it can be a little more difficult to implement boundaries with family members, especially if they're people who aren't good for your growth. But, you know, there's ways to do that. We can, you can always come to counseling and we can talk about boundaries and how to implement them as well.
That's right. And remember that it's okay to outgrow one another. That doesn't mean that people are bad in general, but that just means maybe this relationship or friendship isn't working, and that's okay. Yeah. Anything can change during life, and as you grow, things just change, and change is inevitable.
Mm-hmm. And with what Kristen said, I think we read each other's minds over here. Because I was thinking about the same. You know, something we encourage our students to understand is that, yes, there are relationships, there are friendships and different types of relationships that may be with us through different stages of our life. But sometimes we do outgrow some friendships. Doesn't mean that we feel better than anyone else. It just means maybe we are not connecting the same. Something we always discuss in a lot of consultations is recognizing that there are friendships that are meant to stay, and there are friendships that maybe just, you know, during college, either I can form lifelong friendships, or maybe there are friendships that are supposed to help me through this particular and very important phase of my life, right? So being able to be okay with that.
And keep in mind, the only constant in life is change.
Ooh. Good point. Yeah, yeah. So with that, just remember that TAMU Counseling Services is here for you for anything that you may need. We can help you and support you navigating relationships, connections. So reach out at any time. So, Javelinas, remember, strong connections boost your well-being. So take time to nurture them this month and beyond. So moving on, as we celebrate our connections this Valentine's Day, it is important to also check in with ourselves, especially as we move from the quiet of winter into the energy of spring semester. For many students, this transition can bring new challenges or a shift in routines. So up next, we are going to talk about practical strategies that can help us navigate this seasonal change with confidence and resilience. So we have Andrew that wants to share a little bit with us when it comes to creating new routines.
Creating a new routine is not easy. And I believe I touched on this a little bit last month's recording. It's hard because it takes about 21 days to form a new habit, make or break a new habit. But in order to incorporate a new routine, you want to start small and build up from there. Do what we call a SMART goal: specific, measurable, attainable, relatable, and timely. It's an acronym. Counseling has a lot of fun acronyms like that. And by implementing the SMART goal, you're able to break down this larger goal. Say you want clean your dorm room, for example. What's a way that you can break that down into smaller, more manageable goals? Maybe clean off the desk on Monday, clean the bathroom on Tuesday, and so on and so forth. And so to build this routine, start small. Gym routine, you know, go to the rec. The rec is free, by the way. Don't just jump straight into the largest weight lifts that you can find. Start small and go from there. And there's a lot of different habits that you can do this. Studying, for example, that's a big one. Now that it's spring semester, work on establishing that sleep routine. Maybe set those alarms, start minimizing electronic usage at a certain time, practice some meditation before bed or some light reading instead of gaming or YouTube or doom scrolling on Instagram Reels. Create a study schedule. You don't have to focus on all of your classes at one time and study and cram right before. You can dedicate 5 to 6 on Monday evenings to biology, and then 5 to 6 on Tuesday evenings to world history, and so on and so forth.
Yep. And always remember to practice self-compassion. It's really important how we talk to ourselves, and I always encourage my students to give yourself grace because adjusting to new classes or expectations takes time. So recall, if you've been here already and you're not new to Javelina Nation, or if you are new to Javelina Nation, kind of reflecting back on whether it be high school or where you were a few months ago, sometimes change takes a little bit of time, and that's okay. So recall what worked for you last semester and what you're willing to learn from, and then how you can make adjustments this semester. And it's an everlasting and revolving process or evolving process, and it's okay to make mistakes, but also learning from them as well. So be kind to yourself, encourage yourself, and remember that, you know, treating yourself with kindness is super important, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah. And, you know, following with what Kristen said, you know, one of the ways that for me being able to offer self-compassion is also being able to set realistic goals. You know, sometimes it's not that it is bad to have big, amazing, crazy goals, but sometimes we look at the end of it and we can get very overwhelmed thinking of how am I going to achieve it, right? And I know Andrew mentioned taking small steps, and that's one of the best ways. Being able to recognize, yes, this is what I want to do, this is who I want to be, but it's not going to happen overnight. We have to allow ourselves to go through that process. Everyone is different too, you know, like we cannot compare ourselves to maybe someone that has achieved something and we haven't, because everyone, it's different. And that's, I like to say that we are very unique, and that's why our path looks so different, and being able to be okay with that. So being able to be realistic, you know, going back to, yes, it's February, we are starting the year, everyone wants to lose weight or be in their healthiest shape and, you know, be the best version of themselves, which is awesome, but also recognizing maybe my habits before this goal were not the best. So I cannot go, although some people can go cold turkey and change one day from another, most of us don't work like that, and it is okay. So, you know, usually take it one day at a time, like Terry had mentioned before in our previous podcast, you know, like it, and that's completely okay. So again, being realistic with yourself, what is it that I can accomplish? And any step towards your goal, even if it seems like a baby step, that's growth.
We're offering a few workshops and groups this semester as well. First up, we have the More Than Vibes series. I believe it is 4 workshops that will be hosted on the 3rd floor in the library. And they start Wednesday the 4th. And they will end, it looks like, on the 25th, and they will be at 10 a.m. on the 3rd floor of the library. Secondly, after spring break, we will be doing our grief group. So if you or any of your friends need help and struggling with grief, stop on by. There will be more information for that as well as we get closer to its starting time. And then finally, I am what is called a therapeutic game master. It's a fun certification. And so there's been some interest in D&D for therapy, and I can do that for a group of up to 6 people. If anyone is interested in doing that, please contact the counseling center and let us know. I can do it for a group of up to 6 people. If there's significant interest, I can do more groups. And just let me know by the end of February, please, so I can get that going.
Awesome. We're super excited for this new opportunity for our students. And we just want to remind you guys that this is all part of our JED national initiative through our JED Foundation. And this is what we're trying to do when it creates a culture of care, just like with this podcast, our newsletters, our groups, our workshops, and everything that we are talking about on our podcast. So always remember that we're trying to create a culture of care, and we have what's called Caring Campus. You've probably seen some of our Caring Campus members and staff and faculty all around campus or during those that first week of school or that first day that we had the Caring Campus welcome station. So we're just trying to help you guys understand that we're here for you. We're here to guide you. We've been in your shoes at one point or another, and just know that you're not alone. And if you ever have any questions or need somebody to talk to, we're always here for you.
And if you're looking for us, we're over by the softball field behind the Portola buildings on that side of campus. You can walk in at any time and speak to our counselor on duty from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if for any after hours emergencies, when we're not in the office, you can utilize the TELUS app, which is a free download on the Android and Apple store. Or you can go to our website, tamuk.edu/SHW, for more information. Or you can give us a call if you'd like to set up an individual appointment. We are at 593-5080. We would love for you to come see us. You know, this morning I picked up a free softball from the softball field, so you can come see one of the Lady Javelina softballs from the field.
That was my luck.
A free souvenir on your way out. Yes.
Put us in love souvenirs. But thank you, Corey. And yes, again, just a reminder, we open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. You can always schedule an appointment, and we do have walk-ins for crisis from Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. through, we take our last walk-in at 4 p.m., so be more than welcome to.
And don't forget to visit our website at www.tamuk.edu/SHW for past and present podcasts and newsletters, and for more information on our services.
Yes. So, everyone, thank you for joining us on this edition of Counselor Corner. We hope today's conversations about healthy relationships, coping strategies, and campus resources leave you feeling empowered and supported as we head into the spring semester. Remember, TAMUK Counseling Services is here for you. Take care of yourselves and take care of each other.
You're listening to Counselor Corner, here to help you grow, heal, and thrive.